3 million teen copies have now been sold, and student activity guides have carried the habits to over 100,000 middle and high school students. In the latter part of 1999, the Seven Habits made another significant entry into schools after I was approached during a presentation in Washington, D.C. by an elementary school principal named Muriel Summers. She wanted to know if I thought the Seven Habits could be taught to young children. I pointed her toward Sean's book, but she came back with the reply that she was referring to very young children, as young as 5 years old. I responded, "I do not know why not," and then I casually added that if she ever tried to do it, to let me know how it went. This book you are listening to contains the account of what Muriel and her talented staff initiated following that brief encounter. It is a tremendous story. One that has been simmering, thickening, rippling, and gaining momentum, and even some notoriety, for some time, as the percentage of students achieving end-of-grade targets has gone from 84% to 97%, and the school has gone from the brinks of nearly being terminated to being named the number one magnet school in America. How? With great success, they, and now several other schools, have been teaching the Seven Habits, along with other